What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1134. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about the pharmacokinetic and pharmacodynamic properties of IV push cefepime in critically ill patients with sepsis. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1134. And now, on to the episode. IV push cefepime has become a desirable method of administration, but data on the pharmacokinetic and pharmacodynamic properties of this administration technique in critically ill patients has been up until this point limited. However, a group of authors published in Pharmacotherapy a prospective observational study to characterize the pharmacokinetic profile and pharmacodynamic target attainment of IV push cefepime in critically ill patients with sepsis. 17 hospitalized adult patients receiving IV push cefepime were included, all of whom had a central line or midline catheter, an ICU length of stay of at least 48 hours, creatinine clearance above 30 mLs per minute without the need for renal replacement therapy, and a diagnosis of sepsis. In all patients, the authors measured serum concentrations at cefepime steady state immediately before and at 5, 15, 30, 60, 120, and 240 minutes after a dose. Pharmacokinetic analysis of the results showed area under the curve similar to what is achieved in patients who receive cefepime by intermittent infusion. The volume of distribution and half-life were consistent with what is expected in patients who are critically ill. There was considerable interpatient variability noted in the cefepime trough concentrations. The median trough value was higher than historical intermittent infusion data, but there was a wide range that included some trough concentrations that fell below what is considered optimal. Treatment failure was defined as a composite of escalation of antibiotics or in-hospital mortality, and this occurred in 6 of the 17 patients for a rate of 35%. This is higher than previous rates in retrospective studies performed at the same institution with intermittent infusions. The authors concluded IV push cefepime in critically ill patients achieved systemic exposure comparable to traditional intermittent infusion, but demonstrated substantial interpatient PK variability. These findings highlight the impact of critical illness on cefepime disposition and support further evaluation of personalized cefepime dosing for the ICU population. This is a relatively small study, but the high interpatient variability is concerning, and the switch to IV cefepime that occurred in many institutions due to shortages of small volume solutions or the desire for more rapid administration may require further study before it's considered acceptable as routine practice. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.